Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Saving America Through Prayer. Today we reflect on a time when tragedy brought Americans together, yet again. The aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Amid devastation, communities turned to prayer, gratitude, and collective action to rebuild lives and support one another. When Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast, it caused immense loss and suffering, and yet another layer of grief due to other circumstances. Yet in the days and months that followed, stories of resilience, faith, and generosity emerged. Churches opened their doors to shelter the displaced, and prayer vigils were held across the nation. Strangers became neighbors as Americans reached out to help, embodying the spirit of gratitude, even in the face of hardship. Today's Bible verse is, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Galatians 6:2. Today's call to action is, when we love America, we carry one another's burdens and thank God for the strength found in community. Gratitude for our blessings inspires us to serve those in need. When we have true gratitude for our blessings and we also use our own God-given talents and they meet, that's where the miracle exists oftentimes, the everyday miracles. And they exist for you to use who you are, who God made you, in order to help your community, yourself, your family, and anyone who might be within arm's distance. So again, gratitude for our blessings inspires us to serve those in need. Lord, we thank you for the strength and compassion you've placed in our communities. In times of trial, you bring people together to reflect your love. Help us to always be grateful for each other and to serve as your hands and your feet. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Saving America Through Prayer. May we always find gratitude in our hearts and unity in our actions. Until next time, keep America in your hearts and in your prayers. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.